WCHS and the Junior League of Charleston, in cooperation with the Kanawha County Board of Education, present the fifth in a series of programs entitled Musical Pictures. These programs are heard in the first, second, and third grades of Kanawha County Schools. Today's program is entitled Norway and is written by Sally Ann Meek. Now here's your narrator, Ned Scadd. Hello, boys and girls. This is Ned Scaff with another musical picture. Today we're going to take a long journey to a faraway land called Norway. Now, Norway is a northern country far across the ocean, shaped like a giant spoon with high mountains, deep waters, and a jagged coastline stretching for many, many miles. Here in Norway, the sun shines day and night during the months of May and June, and that is why it is called the Land of the Midnight Sun. Just think, if you were a boy or girl living in Norway, you could stay up all night long early in the summertime, and the sun would never go down. The people of Norway are called Norwegians, and they are very proud of their beautiful country. The old-time Norwegians believed that giants used their country as a playground. They thought that the giants had amused themselves by pulling the land up into great mountains and letting the sea run into it in deep bays. They believed that the giants even pelted one another with the mountains. Although we all know this could not possibly be true, Norway looks as though this may have happened. This country is so packed with beauty that every summer, people come from all over the wide world to admire its snow-capped mountains and deep bays called fjords, which run sometimes 100 miles right into the land. Yes, indeed, Norway is a very beautiful country. Listen carefully to our first piece of music on our musical picture for today. sailed the unknown seas in dragon-shaped ships. Now these very brave men were known as Vikings and hunted, fished, and fought great battles in Norway. They were indeed very handsome men with blonde hair, tanned skin, and blue eyes. The Vikings fished for their food in the icy waters of the Norwegian Sea, catching great quantities of cod, mackerel, and herring. Often a fleet of Vikings could catch 300 or 400 silvery fish in their nets in a single day. Now, let's listen to the second piece of music and imagine these courageous warriors setting out to sea to protect their beloved Norway. Trip far across the ocean, we meet a Norwegian boy called Erik, who lives with his parents in a small fishing village on the coast of Norway. And just like the Vikings, Erik's father looks to the sea for his living. He fishes for cod, mackerel, and herring. Just imagine how very difficult it would be to fish in the icy waters of Norway. The cod come near the shore in the winter and early spring, so of course, those cold seasons make the best fishing time. From the front door of his small cottage, Erik can see the cod and herring fleets on the sea. Hundreds of fishing boats are out in the spring, and the sky is dark with hungry birds looking for cod and herring too. Often Erik can see many ocean liners from America passing by filled with people who come to vacation in Norway. Even though many Norwegians spend a great deal of their time on the water, many others get their living from the land. Hedda's father has a tiny farm in the valley where he raises cattle and sheep. Without his cows, there would be no cheese, milk, and butter. And without his sheep, we would not have warm woolen clothes to wear. Hedda helps her mother make butter and cheese. There are slopes behind Hedda's house, but nothing grows on them except wild moss, which the sheep eat, and wild plants and berries. There is a small pasture land in front of the house where the cattle graze. In June, all the cows are sent high up into the mountains. If they stayed in the valley, they would eat up all the good grass, and there would be no hay for the cows in the winter. Grass grows on the roof of Hedda's house, too. Isn't that funny? It was planted there to keep them warm during the cold winters. And you know, Hedda has one of the prettiest costumes in Norway. Her full blue skirt is covered with a pinafore, finely embroidered. Her red velvet blouse is trimmed with many colored beads. And in the summertime, after they finish their chores, Eric and Hedda like to ride their bicycles up in the mountains to pick berries and flowers. I am afraid, however, they almost eat as many berries as they pick. But wouldn't you? And when they fill their berry pails, they play hide and seek and tag. And if you will listen carefully to our last piece of music, you can see Eric and Hedda playing up in the mountains. Wasn't that fun? Didn't you just see Eric and Hedda playing games in the mountains? Well, you better hurry now and draw your picture. And don't forget the beautiful waters and beautiful hills and those very daring Vikings and their beautiful ships. So goodbye now, boys and girls, until next week.
WCHS and the Junior League of Charleston, in cooperation with the Kanawha County Board of Education, have presented the fifth in a series of musical pictures heard in the first, second, and third grades of Kanawha County Schools. Today's program was entitled Norway and was written by Sally Ann Meek. Your narrator again was Ned Scaff. The program produced by Joe Ferris, who now invites you to join us next week at the same time for the final edition of musical pictures for this year. Next week's program will be entitled Toys. Following that broadcast, we will begin our series entitled Know Your State.